Hello.
Oh, hi, Rachel. It's Gemma calling you back. Okay.
Hi. Sorry I missed your call. My mum was on the phone.
It's all right. Don't worry. We realise, you know, it's not always convenient for people to talk about this. So we do appreciate, you know, you might be busy or with someone. So that's why we just ring you back. So don't worry, Rachel.
No, that's okay. Sorry. I was actually planning on ringing you back.
It's all right.
I just haven't got that far yet.
Not a problem. Right, so Rachel, first of all, I just want to confirm the details that I have for you on the system. So
okay.
I've got your name as Rachel, spelled R-A-C-H-A-E-L, is that correct?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and then Morris, M-O-R-I-I-C-E, and then
yeah.
I've got your email, which is rachel.morris@sky.com, is that correct, Rachel?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Right, I just need to get a few details. I won't be a moment.
That's okay.
Is it Miss or Mrs?
Miss.
And do you have a middle name, Rachel?
I do not, no.
Where did you go on holiday? Anywhere nice?
Just home to Scotland to see my family. No
oh,
worries,
yeah, you said that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I hope to see the family.
Though,
always, yeah, always.
Where do you live now?
We're in Northamptonshire now. My partner's got children here from the previous
marriage. Quite a long way
then,
isn't it?
Very, very long way, yeah.
How long does that take you?
Pardon?
How long does that take you?
It's a 10-hour drive.
Wow.
Yeah, it's only an hour and a half on the plane, but it's
yeah,
a bit more convenient to drive with the kids and stuff.
The thing is, by the time you've messed about going to the airport and all that, it doesn't really work out much different, does it? So
not
yeah,
really, no. It's more stressful flying as well.
Exactly, definitely. I agree. Rachel, when you was in care, was you known as any other name, like any nicknames or anything like
no,
that?
No.
Okay, and could you confirm your date of birth for me?
Yeah, it's the 2nd of the 5th, 1988.
Okay, so what age was you when you first went into care, Rachel?
I think I was 14.
14,
yeah,
okay.
I was about 14.
Was you in there then until you left?
It was a bit sporadic. I kind of went in and out,
yeah.
In and out. I left care when I was 15 and a half. They let me go back home
half.
To my mum because she's had a new baby.
Right, okay. So
and
is,
obviously
is that
my behaviour had improved by then.
Right,
sorry,
okay,
it's not a
yeah.
laughing matter. But yeah, basically I was in care because I was an extreme challenge to my mum.
Right,
and
okay.
I did become, I wouldn't say violent, but I became quite oppositional, let's say. So,
like
and obviously
it,
my
like
mum was pregnant at the time. Yes, unmanageable,
yeah.
That's the word, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so your mum was pregnant.
Yeah.
So then she's just basically needed help because you was...
I was placed on a supervision order by social services because I was acting up, I was running away,
yeah.
I was just
yeah.
being a rebellious little madam, really. So I was placed on a supervision order, but obviously the heavier pregnant mum got, the more stress it was causing
yeah.
her and the more rebellious I was being. So the police actually came and removed me at about midnight one night because I was being quite volatile.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I'm cringing actually standing here telling you this.
You know what though, when you're younger, you just... I was a nightmare as well.
Yeah,
worry.
You just think you're awesome, you know everything, don't you? When in actual fact, you're
yeah.
actually just a little shit. Excuse
yeah,
my
mum
but yeah.
Did. My mum did not know what to do with me, to be honest. I'm surprised.
Yeah,
I didn't
do you know what? Me and my mum
yeah.
are actually tremendously close now. Which, yeah, I'm
same
all old and I'm so sorry for being such a little bitch to you.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But, you know...
Karma's bitten me because I've got my own daughter now.
Yeah, oh, really? Is she giving you a hard time, is she?
She is, actually, at the minute, and she's only 8. So she started
oh,
younger
God.
Than me.
You've
yeah.
You've got it all coming.
Yeah. But yeah, basically, I didn't really suffer any like physical sexual
yeah,
abuse.
I know you said that.
But
no,
I did have a
fine.
Chat with mum, and she said the last lady that I lived with, She destroyed all of my school clothes, I don't think intentionally, just by miswashing and things, and then refused to replace them. And when I said, you know, I really desperately need used school trousers, I probably didn't say it as nice as that, you know, but, and I was told that the £8 of pocket money I get would have to stop if I wanted new trousers.
Right.
And then
did
my mum also pointed out,
home?
It was, yes, it was a foster carers.
Okay, was you actually in a care home or was it just
No, just with foster carers, yeah.
Okay.
I think it was classed a care home, but it was a couple. There was about 8 or 9 of us there.
Oh, really? Wow, that's definitely
yeah,
not
it was a big house.
There, is it? Yeah,
it was
big
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There was like 7 bedrooms, but yeah, there was about 8 or 9 of us in that placement. My mum actually just said to me now, just a minute ago, she's like, you were actually also removed from them under an emergency because her and her husband separated. So I was
taken
from their home and placed somewhere else, miles away.
Into another one, right,
yeah.
Okay. I know
but,
it's
I mean,
hard
that's
to remember
the most dramatic thing, really.
Have you got any idea where that was? Like, I know it didn't have, like,
was
a
in
name
a,
or anything.
It was in the town, Newton Hill.
Newton Hill.
Yeah,
it didn't have like a name or anything, did it? Or
I think the house did have a name, you know, but I honestly can't remember.
Right, okay.
I actually can't remember. Like, there wasn't staff as such, it was just the woman and her husband.
Just her and her husband, right. Okay.
Yeah. But obviously she used to go away to bingo every night and leave us with the husband. He wasn't very interactive.
Was he not?
But I do know at least 3 of the children that were in their care were actually their nieces and nephews.
Right, okay.
And I believe they adopted them. I can't entirely remember the circumstances.
So that probably about, so you're 37 now, so it would have been in about
2002. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 2002, so it's the year my sister was born, yeah. And she was born in December, so it was roughly, in fact, you know what, yeah, it would have been 2002.
Yes, just before she was born, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just put 2002 to 2004, that should cover it.
Yeah, I think I think that place was actually after my sister was born.
Oh, was it?
Because I was with a really nice lady. I was in a few different ones. I was with a lovely lady in, well, it wasn't actually in Huntley, it was outside on a farm somewhere, but I'm actually still in touch with that lady to this day.
Yeah.
But she was wonderful, that lady was. Her and her husband were fantastic.
Nice.
And I still keep in touch with her and the family.
That's
so,
nice.
Yeah,
you know, you forgot that, yeah.
Yeah, or she was fantastic, but she fostered lots of us young, tearaway teenage girls, and we all loved her.
Ah, oh, God.
So, yeah, I was in a few different ones, so I can't remember them all. But the lady at Newton Hill, her name was Kerry.
Kerry. I was just about to ask you that, just if you knew her name. So you was
I'm not 100% her husband, but I'm sure it was Neil.
Kerry and Neil.
I could be wrong about the husband's name, but she was definitely called Kerry. And they had a great big Rottweiler as well called Sasha. I could tell you that much.
Right. Oh, I love
Rottweiler. She was super friendly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's
so
where
friendly,
my love for Rottweilers comes from, that dog.
Just so
she
nice.
She was awesome.
I looked after my friends the other week and she's just like a big baby. Like, they just
want
to constantly on you, don't they?
Mm-hmm. They're amazing dogs.
Yeah, they are. So, Kerry not destroyed your clothes on purpose, but she
No,
did,
I think just from miswashing them, yeah, and then she just point blank refused to replace my clothes. I know my mum ended up having a big meeting and a big argy-bargy with the social workers about it, but I wasn't involved, obviously, because I was still a child.
Okay. How
but
did
I know
you
there was
with the social workers?
I hated her. I didn't like her.
Yeah, I hated her. Yeah.
I didn't like her.
She's not very helpful.
Not really. She was quite, I mean, in hindsight, she probably made the situation a lot worse, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think at that point, I just needed someone to just tell me, you're a fucking brat, shut up and do what you're told. You know, but
yeah,
she kind of fed it. You know, she'd come and take me out once a week after school or take me to McDonald's. And my mum's like, you know, you're just being rewarded for being an absolute brat. But I didn't see it as that, you know, at that time. I just felt like I was the oldest of five children at that time. I felt the weight of the responsibility because I was expected to help, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just kind of rebelled hugely. But in hindsight, you know, looking back now as a mum myself, I just needed a bit of a shake.
Stop acting up.
But yeah, the social worker, I think, you know, I kind of see it now. My mum saying, you know, she kind of fed your rebellion by pampering you kind of thing. But yeah, she did actually. She used to buy me cigarettes and take me from McDonald's, and I know the cigarettes is a big no-no. But yeah, she was trying to do something good, I guess. But
yeah, I mean, in hindsight, she probably was treating you better than what she should have, really.
Yes, probably, yes, but you know, I see it a lot from my mum's side now that I didn't, obviously, back then. But now that I'm a parent myself, I see things differently.
I bet when you got took back to your mum's, I bet you thought, I'm never misbehaving again, didn't you?
Yes, I was an awful lot better, and I did help a lot more.
Yeah, it did.
I think it gave me the kick in the backside that I needed going to that last place.
Yeah,
going to that last place and thinking, actually, wait, home wasn't so bad.
Yeah, that's it. So was the last place this one that you're talking about now, the one at...
And her husband separated, so I was taken away from there and put with a lovely lady called Marjorie. She was in the middle of nowhere as well. But obviously there was an emergency meeting called and I got placed back with my mum. Right. And that was it.
And then you managed to escape and go back home.
Yes, pretty much, yeah. I kind of grew up a little bit in that period.
Yeah, definitely. It would make you though, wouldn't it? Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Right, come on. But yeah, I mean, my stepchildren at the minute are currently on a protection order. From neglect, yeah, and social work asked us a few weeks back to take them. I'm like, yes, because they're not going into care.
You don't want them to go into care. Yeah.
They're not my children, but they're not going in care.
You still don't? No, definitely not. You know what it's like.
But the fact that I've been there, yeah, I've been there. You know, you're with all these strangers, and they don't help you. Really. They just
feed you
in the cold and tell you what you want to hear. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you hear, honestly, I hear all sorts. It's horrible, like what some people have actually been through.
Oh, yeah, compared to some people, I mean, my experience in care was heavenly, you know.
Yeah, much better, yeah.
Not everyone had that. Yeah, I've read some awful, awful stories about care.
Yeah.
I mean, I was really, really lucky, I guess. And Facebook. Oh, sorry.
You're breaking up a bit then. Yeah, I can hear you now.
The form that I did on Facebook, all it said, it didn't say anything about abuse. All it said was, were you in care from this time to that time? And I said, yes.
Yeah, all it is, right, so, like, people don't believe that they've been abused. So, like, if we put on the advert, like, if you've been abused, people will say no. And then when we speak to them, they're like, oh, actually, yeah, that did happen. Do you know what I mean?
I understand that. Because obviously all the counselling and stuff I've had, I've worked out a lot of things in my head that I didn't really think were bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
I just thought they were normal and they were okay, but actually they were quite toxic and not normal.
Is there anything else that you can think of, like you say, that you've gone through in therapy that you thought that wasn't normal when you were in care?
Not really, to be honest. I mean, that lady was quite short, you know, she was a bit impatient, didn't really have much to say, you know, like if you were having a crap day at school, you needed to vent. She wasn't really that kind of carer.
Yeah.
But yeah, apart from the clothes thing and then obviously the emergency movement because of their separation,
she wasn't very comforting towards you, no?
Not really, no. She wasn't very welcoming and comforting at all, no.
all welcome in.
No.
No,
but I mean, I had to get up every day and still go to my original school, which was an hour and a half away both ways.
Oh my God.
So it was a very, very long day, yeah.
How come you had to go there?
Because I refused to attend any other school.
Fair enough.
I mean, I was terrible, so they just decided it was best to keep me at my school or I wouldn't attend school at all. Which I'm glad they kind of did do that because I finished school.
Did you like ever run away from the home or anything like that?
I think maybe once from that place, but the police just took me back, and you know, the social worker chatted to me the next day, and we worked it all out. But yeah, no, it was that was the worst of it.
Was everything okay, like, in regards to, like, food and stuff? Like, she didn't ever, you know...
There was always dinner cooked every night. And, I mean, the snack cupboards had locks on them, but, I mean, there was an awful lot of us, so I guess she probably had to be a bit stricter with them. But, yeah, the cupboard with all the snacks and things in it had locks that only her and the husband had access to, but...
And how did you get on with the other children in there? Did you get on well with them, or did you have any fallout for them?
I mean, well, most of the other children were in rooms together. I was kind of just left in a room on my own, but there was another girl the same age as me. We did get on most of the time, I think.
Yeah.
I don't remember any big fallouts or anything, so...
Okay.
So, yeah, I think I got on fine with
everyone.
It was
a little bit isolating.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
And like you say, the woman wasn't really welcoming in towards you either.
Not
so,
really.
Yeah,
I mean, her elder niece, she had an elder niece. She was at university or something. I think she was about 18 or 19. She was quite lovely.
Yeah.
And she was quite nice to chat to, but she wasn't there a lot because she was always at uni and things.
What about, like, friends outside of the home? Like, did you ever go and play out around there?
I did go out with the other girl, but... We were quite different, you know, some of the people she got on with weren't really necessarily the people I would get on with. And then I think it did cause a little bit of conflict because it was like, they're my friends, not your friends. I'm like, oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, apart from, I think that's right. Really, I don't remember anything really bad.
What about, like, I know I mentioned when I texted you the other day, even just things like, talking to you, you know, like belittling you, making you feel stupid, things like that. Did anything like that ever go on?
Just really the pocket money situation, you know, like I couldn't have school clothes because I got £8 a week. And I was like, surely £8 is not enough to buy school clothes. But, you know, so I did feel a little bit ridiculed then, but that wasn't really nothing. I wouldn't call it a significant thing.
No. What about, like, does she ever ignore you or give you the silent treatment, anything like that? Or
no, not that I can remember.
All right, Rachel, I'm just going to pop you on hold for 2 minutes. Is that all right?
Hi.
Yeah, that's perfect. So I need to speak to my daughter's teacher.
No problem. I won't be in
there. Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Fox, with this one, there's not very much that's happened. So she's like, oh, the woman didn't give me my pocket money, and she said she ruined my school clothes, so I said that I wanted some new ones. And then she said, oh, well, I'll stop your pocket money if you want new school clothes. But is that enough to do a claim, just that? She said everything was fine. She said the woman, she said she felt isolated. Is that enough? Yeah. I've tried to put all thoughts into her mouth, but she's just like, no, that didn't happen. Nothing, because she said it was more like a foster home, but then it was like, she said there was like 8 kids that lived there. No, she said she got on with them all. No, she said she only applied because it didn't mention abuse on the advert. She said, well, she's willing to say that she felt isolated in a room. She said that she didn't really have any friends in there. She said that I've got as much as I can out of her. She said that she had to travel an hour and a half each way to get to school. Right, okay. We'll give that a go. Oh, she did say she's... Right, and what if she says no to all that? Fuck it off. She was saying, like, she said, oh, yeah, it proper sorted me out when I went in there.
Hi.
Hiya, sorry to keep you waiting there, Rachel. Can I just quickly ask as well, Rachel, like, you know, obviously, since you've come out of care, you've obviously now an adult, like, has all of this affected your adult life? Like, has it made you, like, have you had to go on any medication or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, I've been on antidepressants since I was about 14, on and off.
Oh, you've been on antidepressants?
Yeah.
Right, okay. And that's
I'm still on
14,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how's that affected, like, obviously, your relationships with other people and stuff? Has it affected things like that?
Yeah, I have huge, huge trust issues. I mean, my current relationship I've been in for 11 years, and I'm really quite good now, but it's taken us an awful lot of hard work to get me here today.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I did have...
It's not just...
In my younger years, I did go through a bit of drug addiction.
Okay.
That was a
it's
poor
not
period
just
of
like
life,
when you're
but
younger,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's not just.
Yeah, I think
younger,
it did have.
Life.
I mean, my counsellor seems to think that I had slight abandonment issues, trust issues, you know, things like that. I don't think it stems solely from being in care, but you know, I think a lot of it stems. Well, my dad wasn't really around, so a lot of it stems from that.
Same as me, yeah.
And then my mum did have a few volatile relationships, so I think the trust to men comes from that as well. And then men, like, when we were younger, men weren't really involved, were they? They just kind of did their thing. Told you off if it needed to because you weren't listening to your mum. But yeah. So yeah, I guess I can't really say that it's definitely from care. I
it
think
all
it's more just some life.
It, I think, over the,
yeah,
over
everything
the years,
is,
it builds up.
Is a combination, yeah.
Yeah. Right, okay. I mean, I know obviously when you was in the home, you know, you didn't experience a massive amount of, like, neglect or anything like that.
No,
but like you said,
no.
The whole experience has affected your life. Do you know what I mean, Rachel?
Yeah,
so,
to a degree, yeah.
Yeah, so basically...
So now that you say it, yeah, I suppose it has. I've never really thought about it like that before.
Yeah, this is what I was saying before, like, with the advert and stuff. Because things like...
You don't always think about it until
you
speak...
Yeah. You probably wouldn't have joined the dots, would you? Like, without...
Not really, no. I've always just put it down to the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But then that, I don't... That wasn't really something we went into great detail about in my counselling sessions, so... That's why I didn't connect that dots.
Yeah, exactly. So, and like you've been through therapy and stuff, you know, which would obviously be connected to what you went through as a child as well. And then obviously your mum being pregnant and then the police taking you, you know, like in the middle of the night, that will have always massively played on your mind as well, wouldn't it? I would have imagined
throughout
your life. Yeah. So basically, Rachel, like with this, we're not clutching at straws. Provided you have experienced some form of abuse during your time in care, then this will be successful. So we're not claiming directly from care homes, as a lot of them have already.
Okay, so what actually happens? Because I'm totally unsure. I just test this thing without even thinking about it.
Yeah, I'll explain to you, Rachel. So, so the consultation will come directly from the Scottish Government. So, as long as you have been in some form of like care, like whether it's a foster care, a care home, residential school, as long as it's under the Scottish Government, it's the Scottish Government that will be paying out, okay?
Okay, so the all right, okay.
Who are liable to begin with, so like, you know, like with your social workers and stuff like that as well.
Yeah.
So they, the Scottish Government are the people that was funding the neglect to begin with, because like they knew what was going on.
Can I ask you a question? It might be a huge mountain of a question that you might not be able to answer. But you guys doing this, do you think this is ever going to make the system change? Is that the hope?
I mean, that's what we're hoping, I mean, I don't think it's as bad as what it used to be, Rachel. Like,
no, it is a lot better. But, I mean, living in England now, obviously it's completely separate, but the care system here, it's absolutely appalling compared to Scotland.
It's appalling.
Yeah, compared to the social work down here. Well, let's put it like this. My stepchildren's mother, they know she is taking crack cocaine. The children are on a protection order, but yet they still can't get the funding to drug test her.
Are you joking?
This has been going on for 13 years.
That's
so bad. Yeah. You know, I mean, so in Scotland, you know, that would have been done years and years ago.
And that's really scary to think that it's even worse in England, because the stuff that I've heard has gone on in Scotland. If you're saying that it's a lot worse in England, that is
they are diabolical down here. And, you know, coming from you, that's a lot. They are so shocking.
With like the Scottish Government, like you would think that if they're having to pay out all of this money now, because like some people,
what do we need to change?
Yeah, I heard a guy the other day. He told me that he was getting £300,000 back for like one claim. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
So you can imagine how much money they are going to be paying out. So if that doesn't make them change the system,
I can't even imagine the abuse that poor guy suffered to be getting a payout like
that. It was a lot.
And that amount of money is never going to change.
This is the thing. And he said he got offered $100,000 and he said no. Then he said he's been offered $300,000 and he actually said he's saying no to that as well. He actually told me the guy's name that, you know, that had been doing stuff, and I Googled it and this guy's literally in prison for it. And it's
good.
Really, really bad. So,
hopefully forever.
Hopefully,
oh my God.
Yeah.
It's my God, you must go home with such a heavy heart some days after doing this.
Yeah, it's really hard. It is.
I can't imagine.
Like some of the people you speak to, it's like, wow. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't realise how much of a good life you've had when you speak to people that have been through that.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my
horrible.
God. Well, I take my hat off to you all, because you do a fantastic job trying to get people help. That's amazing.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, thank you, Rachel. Well, just to let you know as well, like with these cases, the average claim is between £48,000 to £65,000. So with yourself, it could be more, it could be less. Obviously, it just depends on like what you tell them, because the thing is, like, it's not your word against theirs. Whatever you tell, you know, the redress team when they give you a call for your welcome call, like, you might remember things that, because obviously you're talking to me on the spot now. You might go away and think, actually, this happened, that happened. Your mum might tell you something that's happened. So just make sure that you tell them absolutely everything. Even if you don't think it's relevant, it might be.
Okay.
Because it just makes your case stronger, that's all. But everything that you've told me, like you say, we're going into therapy and you've been on antidepressants and all that, that does make your case stronger anyway, Rachel, okay?
Okay,
so,
all right.
We're not clutching at straws with it. Like, from what you've told me today, it does sound like there is a case there. So I'm just need to ask you a couple more questions. Could I please get your mum's name?
Yeah, it's Gail. It would have been Gail Morris at the time. It's Leaper now.
Gail Morris.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. And you don't know your dad, is that correct?
I do, but he's passed now, so he's no use.
Right. Can I get your dad's name as well, please?
Yeah, it was Hughie, H-U-G-H-I-E, and then McNeil, M-A-C-N-E-I-L-L.
Thanks.
He passed away in 2013.
Right, okay. All it is, it's just so they've got your family tree, because say, for instance, there is more than one Rachel Morris, I don't think there will be with that spelling.
There actually is. There actually is.
Yeah. Oh, it's
there's one in Dundee. So,
if she's in the system as well, then basically it's just so they know which one's which, that's all.
No, that's fine.
And can I just confirm your home postcode, please, Rachel?
Yeah, it's NN109PQ.
And what will happen as well, like when this claim goes through, they're going to go to the authorities and find out all of your information from the past. So there's probably going to be stuff on there that you can't even remember, Rachel. You know, it's from it's from like years ago, isn't it? Like, I can't remember.
So what, like your social work record and stuff?
2 years ago, never mind, 20 years ago.
Okay.
What's your home door number, please?
23.
Blackfriars, Rushden, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll get all your social worker files and all that, so... I'm sure there'll be stuff on there that you forgot about.
Oh, wow, that would be an interesting read, I'm sure.
You can actually read it if you want. Like, they can actually get it for you if you want them to.
Oh, right, okay, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, they can do.
Oh,
so if you do want it, when they give you a call, you know, if, like, your welcome call, just tell them you'd like to see your records and they can get them for you, not a problem.
Oh, okay, thank you for telling me that. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem. And can I just ask, Rachel, you've not got any terminal illnesses at all, have you?
Any terminal illnesses?
Yeah.
No, not that I know of.
No, I didn't. All it is, like, say, for instance, something was to happen to you within the next year, because that's how long the claim takes.
Okay.
Basically, it's so your claim goes through quicker, that's all. So, as long
all
as
right, okay,
that,
okay. No, I don't have any terminal illnesses.
Also, I need to add on a beneficiary for you, just in case anything was to happen to you in the next year, such would.
Okay.
Is there anybody like to put as your beneficiary?
Does that have to be an adult, yeah?
No, it doesn't have to be. Anyone you want.
So it could be... I could just pick my partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just pick my partner, so then he can deal with it.
Okay, what's your partner's name, please?
It's Andrew Savin.
How do you spell the last name?
Savin.
Okay. You got a contact number for him there at all?
Yeah, it's 07398.
Yeah.
211-238.
Right, now, I just need to read a very small script to you, Rachel, just telling you your funding options, okay? So there are three ways that you can proceed with the Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, but £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Now, we don't participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Now, how we work is it is strictly no win, no fee. So if we don't get you any money back, Rachel, you don't pay a single penny, okay?
Okay.
Now, if we are successful, our fee is only 16%, that's it. So with VAT, it's about 20%. So let's say, for instance, you get 100 grand back, we get 20,000, you get 80,000. Is that all right?
Yeah.
No,
I mean, that's just a little tiny bit, really, isn't it? So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah,
for all the hard work that's done.
Yeah, to be fair, it's very low, that. Right, okay, we're almost done. Now, Rachel, what I also need from yourself is I do need a copy of a photo ID. Have you got a driver's license or a passport?
I've got a driver's license, yeah.
Brilliant. And I also need a proof of address that is dated in the last 3 months. Would you have like a bill or something?
I think so. Somewhere.
No worries. Somewhere. I'm just here. I know you've got my number on text, but I'm just going to text you again. Can you do me a favour? Can you just see if you can find them for me just whilst I'm finishing this claim up now for you? Just get them all in there.
What, the ID?
Yeah, the ID and the proof of address. I'm just finishing this anyway, so take your time.
Oh, I've got my ID here, yeah.
Brilliant. Even if it's like a doctor's letter or something, it doesn't have to be like a bill. It can be anything at all.
I just saw one of them. No, that's not mine.
Yeah, it needs to be yours.
No, it's the same there. That's cheaper than that.
Yeah.
I'm sure I have got one somewhere. Maybe, but you can never find things when you want them.
I know, this is the thing when you put on the spot.
I'm putting an open one here, so hopefully that's in 3 months. Too.
That should be all right.
What's the date on this one? I can't even find the date. Oh, the 19th of February, that won't work.
That'll do, that'll do. You like me, you don't open your letters.
No, not the bills.
Oh, yeah, I'm the same.
Right, sign in to this link. Oh, it failed to load. Please try the fashion. Right, what do I need to do here?
So just send me on WhatsApp a picture of the front of your ID and then also the letter, as long as it's got your name, your address and the date on it. Just make sure it's got like the top corners in it.
Yeah, the whole letter is there. It's just showing you my debt.
Don't worry about it. I've got plenty.
I think we all do at this point in life.
I know. I think that's it. I think everybody in the country is now, aren't they, to be honest?
Yeah, the only bonus is I don't have a credit card, so that's...
can't get one.
No, I don't think I'd want one. It's dangerous.
Yeah, I don't want one. Definitely not.
No, I've got enough debt without a credit card.
Yeah.
Right. There we are.
Perfect.
Done.
I have also sent you a text message to your phone. You can just text for me.
The WhatsApp, sorry.
It's not on WhatsApp, it's just a normal text message.
Yeah, text message with a link.
Yeah, so if you just go on there, scroll to the bottom, yeah. It says execute all documents, and then it says...
signature like pad.
The signature, yeah. Sign that with your finger, then there's a blue button that you press. Click on that, and then you're all done.
Right. It's not very good, but right, the press the blue execute all documents.
Yeah, that's it. And then it should come back to me then.
There you go. Say signing complete.
Brilliant. Let's have a look. Yep, that's all done for your HL. Okay. So thank you for going through all that. I know, like you say, at the start, you didn't really think there was anything there to speak about, but, you know, from what you told me, Rachel, you have been through a lot, you know, so there's definitely a claim there for you. Like I say, when you speak to them, just tell them everything, like tell them how it made you feel, tell them how, you know, when you got took away in the middle of the night by the police, things like that, because that will all add to your claim.
Okay.
And like I say, the stronger your case is, the more money you're going to get back, which you do deserve for what you've been through, Rachel, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I have no idea.
No problem. No problem. And like I say, you're not going to court or anything like that. You don't have to prove anything. It's your word.
Okay.
It's not your word against theirs. Whatever you tell them, that is what will go on your file, and that's what you'll get money back for, Rachel, okay?
All right. I'm sure there will probably be notes in my notes somewhere.
There will, definitely.
Yeah, because my mum's not the quietest of people. And I know she made a ruckus about it. So there will be
of it somewhere. Yeah, there'll be stuff that you forgot about, definitely. No problem, Rachel. Well, good luck with everything. Now, what's going to happen? You're going to get a call within the next 7 to 14 days. So what's going to happen? It's off an 0161 number. It's a case worker welcome call. They will give you a call just to get everything set up for you. So it's really important that you do take that call. So I will send you their number now on WhatsApp, just so you know what number to look out for.
Okay, I need
to add a password on as well, just to your account. What would you like me to put as your password? Anything at all?
Maddie.
Maria?
Yeah.
Is that M-A-R-I-E?
M-A-D-D-I-E. Sorry, she's looking at me like, what?
That's fine, no problem. Yeah, Maddie, so if anyone at all rings you up now about this, if they say they're ringing up about the Scottish redress claim, make sure they give you that password of Maddie, because if they don't know the password, it's the wrong company, Rachel. Because what you find is you just get other people ringing you up, you know, like saying, oh, we're dealing with this, when they're not. People just try it on, basically, okay?
Yes, I get you. So I need that password. I won't give any information without it, so...
Yeah, just say, what's my password, Rachel? Okay, so good luck with that anyway, okay? And if you need anything, like if you need any advice or anything, just text me on WhatsApp and I'll call you, okay?
Brilliant, thank you very much.
All right, Rachel, have a nice day. Bye.
You too, thanks. Bye.